We're talking with the leader of One Nation in New South Wales, Mark Latham. Mark, the New South Wales government has declared a truce finally in its koala protection policy war, which had threatened to tear down the coalition, or tear the coalition apart.
Well, they haven't torn down the maps. That's the problem. It's not much of a settlement, really, because the problem comes from the maps that show koala habitat on the Newcastle foreshore, Warwick Farm racecourse, large parts of suburban Sydney. You know, it was quite ludicrous. I looked at the website earlier today, and the maps are still up. So I don't know what sort of settlement it was, but wouldn't that be the easiest thing, that the Cabinet supposedly decided on this on Tuesday, and 48 hours later the maps are still up? So I don't know what's going on there, and now they're saying instead of satellite photography of our properties to work out if we got drop bears, they're now going to have inspections. Well, that's going to cost a fortune.
It is, isn't it?
And probably more intrusive in one respect. Some bureaucrat with a clipboard marches onto your property and wants to snoop around for koalas. Well, good luck with that. But it's been a schmozzle from the beginning, and if they have reached a settlement, it seems to be about internal coalition politics. The left-wing Liberals don't like Barilaro because he stands up to them, and now they say they've reached a settlement to try and make Barilaro look bad. So, but in substance, from what I can see, nothing's changed. The maps are still there, and they're still a joke.
You've got down here, why is Greta Thunberg on the cover of the new South Wales Year 12 Legal Studies textbook? Do you have an answer for this question?
No, I'm asking the question of the Education Minister, but I'm just pointing out to all the listeners just how much politics has gone into the New South Wales schools. Because there's a new Legal Studies textbook from Cambridge out there that they're using. I was alerted to this by a friend of a friend. Because their kid came home in Year 11 study, so HSC next year, and they said, here's my new Legal Studies High School textbook, and Greta Thunberg is on the front cover. So just imagine right through the book there'll be lots of climate change stuff. I don't know what Greta has got to do with Legal Studies in New South Wales schools, but everything in our schools now has gone political. And in any case, I wouldn't regard Greta Thunberg to be a very good role model for our students. Didn't she miss school for 3 years? She's probably the best-known wagger of school internationally, and she ends up in the honoured place, the front cover of a textbook. So New South Wales schools gone crazy, and the Minister Sarah Mitchell needs to do something about just the way in which politics, left-wing politics, is flooding through the classroom to the detriment of the students. We've got falling results, mainly for the reason, instead of learning to read and write, they learn about Greta.
Mark? I've just got a comment here.
Yep.
How dare you?
Fair enough. Well, that's right, Greta. How dare I? But she probably doesn't even know she's that famous now or infamous. She's on the front cover of this book. But sorry, Greta, I've had to give you a razz.
Okay, let's talk, if we can, before we go. This, what do you call it, the Vice President's debate? Pence and Harris. I didn't get to see it. Obviously, I was on air. But it looked a lot different in reference to how they went about it, obviously. They weren't standing at lecterns, they were behind Perspex screens, and it looked as though they were much more polite to each other than the presidential debate last week.
Yeah, that wouldn't be hard, because Trump in particular, but also Biden, they just talk over the top of each other, and the moderator completely lost control. I don't think the moderator had control of this one, because the answers just went on and on beyond the allocated time, and the moderator was trying to get them to stop. But at least Pence and Kamala Harris were polite to each other in the way in which they handled it. So a very different debate, and I suppose their election can be easily summarised. There's no doubt, and Mike Pence laid this out, that Trump has the better story to tell about economic management, the fact he really did do a lot of good things to kickstart their economy, but Harris just hammered non-stop the 210,000 Americans who've died with coronavirus, and if Trump loses, he'll curse the China virus for the rest of his days, because that clearly has brought him down. He didn't handle that 100% correctly, and the Democrats are all over him as a result.
What's your take on him recovering from COVID-19 so quickly? Today there are reports in papers all over the place that Donald Trump is coronavirus symptom free.
Well, he drank this Regenon drug, and he's now saying he's going to make it free, but you know, he's got to be the greatest ever showman. Whether he, you know, was ideally suited to politics, we'll let history be the judge of that. But as a showman, everything's about him, that he's now the classic case of how you beat coronavirus. He's an expert on it. and he's got the drug, he's making it free so everyone else can drink it and make a quick recovery. I hope he's right. I hope, you know, if he is the highest profile guinea pig in this for taking a wonder drug and it works, well, that's a great thing. But could their system get any weirder than any of that? I mean, it's just when you think you've seen it all, something else comes along.
I didn't have enough time today, but as a result of you being in the studio last week and taking calls from people, there's a couple of people that have sent emails through to me this week saying, could you please ask Mark this question? So how about next week we'll start our conversation with a couple of these questions that people have sent
in. Yeah,
happy
to do the questions, and when we're living up there next year, we'll do a lot more of that in person in the studio.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Mark, as always, for your time. Have a good week, and we'll catch up with you next Thursday.
Yeah, good luck with your bunnies. They cleaned up the night,
yes,
didn't they?
Yes, they did.
I think they might
did.
Do the same to Para.
All right, fingers crossed. Thanks, Cheers. Mate. See you, Mark. Bye-bye.